Thank Hashem. We're almost finished.
Okay. Recording.
Was a Chavetz Chaim in the last day of Yom says. Through the course of the Sefer, Chavetz Chaim has told us many times there's a vast difference between knowing information firsthand and hearing it from another party. As we have discussed, if one knows firsthand that a party in a shidduch has a serious hidden medical problem, he's obligated to inform the other party of this. He's chayav to tell the other party of this. That's our halacha. Right, or we said also, let's say someone's missing basic religious observance also. So you have to know the information firsthand. What do you do if you know the information secondhand? Let's say you heard that this person has a sickness. Or you heard that this person's family is not so religious. So what do you do then? So then, Chavetz Chaim says, tell them the way it is. Tell the person who you're speaking to, whoever you're speaking to, say, I don't know firsthand, second hand, or whatever hand it is, tell them that there's information I know. Chavetz Chaim concludes the statement with the following. The general rule, the person must carefully ponder all his ways, especially the way in which he speaks. He should not meddle in matters between man and his fellow unless he is certain that his facts are accurate, his intention is constructive, and not because of hatred. He should give thought to the results of his statements. Right before we speak, think, what's going to be the result of this statement? Is someone going to feel bad? Is it going to make someone feel happy? Is it going to make Hashem's name great? He should make sure that nothing contrary to halacha should come out because of them. With such care and forethought, Hashem will assist him, and he should not be caught in the snare of the Yitzhahara. May the rock of Israel rescue us from mistakes and show us wonder from his Torah. Bless us, Hashem, forever. Amen. 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 Fine. Hashem said today, whoever wants to have cake, have cake. Uh-huh. Came just down for the cake.
Yeah. That's why I told
them. You called, they called you? They,
I came back. I walked there 30 minutes for a piece of cake.
Like, walk back here, take it. Walking. Yeah. The Gemara says, the Gemara Bracha says, not for you, it says that everybody says the main reward you get for coming to share is walking, because you come, you don't understand anything anyway. It says that's the main reward you get for walking. So at least you get 30 minutes of walking. It really means you don't understand deeply. You don't understand really, not my share. Tony, like,
I'm learning, I'm learning.
The Tanaim share, you don't really understand that.
Right, I'm trying to understand, that's why I'm here.
No more than me, don't worry about it.
Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim. So it's similar. Chavetz Chaim abbreviated. Cake. Okay, Rosh. All the chedushim. Put it right in your safer. Put it in the safer. Put the footnotes.
Trivia. I have some pictures. Fine.
Where are we holding?
Tabach Hashem. Shkayach. Now. Fine. Hey. Now, Baruch Hashem, we're holding at the top of Yud Tesmud Beis.
19b.
19b, I think it is. Fine, let's see. So even if you didn't learn this course, it's not such a complicated Gemara. You could still maybe pick up some pieces if you didn't prepare. Hashem, Sal. Hashem, Hashem, Nasem, Nasem. Fine, let's see the Gemara. Kachay, Kachay, Mechola, the fourth line. Okay. Which means, what does it mean, etc.? We said in our Mishnah that someone who eats Maaser Sheni outside the walls of Yerushalayim, then they get Malkus. They get Lashem eating Maaser Sheni, right? The Halacha is Maaser Sheni. You have to eat it in the walls of Yerushalayim. Or redeem it and eat it and buy something else in the walls of Yerushalayim to eat it. So Mari asked the question. Tinyana Chada Zimna. It was taught already one time. Maaser Sheni Vehektish. Shalai Niftu. It was already taught this halacha, the Maaser Sheni or Hektish that were not redeemed and you ate them, you get Malkus. So we have our Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph that told us Maaser Sheni outside the walls, you get Malkus. Correct? Mm-hmm. Now, what's the problem? We already mentioned on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah in our Perek, that if you eat Maaser Sheni without redeeming it, you get malchus. It seems to be the same thing. One time you tell me you ate maaser sheni outside the walls, you get malchus. The other time you tell me you ate maaser sheni without redeeming it, which means you ate it outside the walls, you get malchus. The same thing twice. Why do you need to say the same thing twice? What are you saying the same thing twice for? That's the Gemara's question. Again, so the Gemara says, Tanyana Chadazim, you already, Tanyana Chadazim, you taught it one time already. Maaser sheni v'hekdesh shalei niftu. Maaser sheni v'hekdesh that were redeemed. You already taught me on Daf Yud Gimel Aleph that you get malchus. I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina answers, Seifa, but Maaser sheni tar, the Gavra tar. The Seifa, it's not the same, it's two different cases. But the Seifa, which means the end, the Seifa, the end, which is on Daf Yud Zayin, was referring to the Maaser sheni itself was pure. The Gabra, the person was also pure. And so, and what is the Bach? Well, you see the Aleph, he changed it by the Aleph, he goes to Bach by the Aleph. What does he change it to? He says, V'ka'achel lei chutz lachan. And V'ka'achel lei, and V'ka'achel lei, he eats it outside of the walls. So that's the case of the Seifa. The case is that you are pure. Like we thought, the regular case we thought it's on there. You're pure. The Maaser Sheni is pure. And you ate it outside the wall, so you get Malchus. Very good. So that's the simple case. However, Reisha, which is on Afid Gemara with Aleph, the Maaser Sheni, Tameh. The Maaser Sheni itself was Tameh. The Gavra, Tameh. And the man was also Tameh. The Ka'achal Levi Yerushalayim. And in this case, you really ate it in Yerushalayim. But the issue over here is...
And or.
So Tyson says or. So really, well, let's tell me in a second. So either if the Maaser Sheni was Tamei, or the person was Tamei, and you ate in Yerushalayim, you get Malchus. So if you look at the top Tyson on the page, one line over there, on the top right side, look at Tyson's, what it says is, Reisha Maaser Sheni, Tamei V'Gavratayim, says, Oi, Kama, or was saying. The Bechadri now, one from them, lucky you get Malchus. Doesn't mean you have to do, have to be both. It wasn't that you were Tamei, we're not saying that you're Tamei and the Maaser Sheni is Tamei. It's either or. Either you're Tamei or the Maaser Sheni is Tamei.
So you guess. Twice?
Oh, it means either, in English you would say either or. In Hebrew, okay. You say or. It means either or.
Okay.
And or, either or. Something like that. And or, either or. Something like that. That's what's saying. The Kachle Chosran. Good. But that's the Gemara's Terence. Let's see Rashi, the first line. Reisha v'maaser sheni tamei. The ka'achel lei Yerushalayim. You ate in Yerushalayim, v'loi v'diyo, without it being redeemed. Because Rashi explained to us how in the world, in the second case, how is this the case of the Reisha? What does it say in the Reisha? What are the words of the Reisha? What are Gemara bring down for the Reisha? What did the Reisha say? What did Reisha say? That's what we're explaining the Reisha.
Somebody eats the tummy and or it's tummy itself.
Go. Now how did that fit into the words? What were the words of the Reisha? How did Gemara start? Gemara started, Tanita Chadazimno, we taught it one time already. That what does it say? Maaser sheni v'hekdesh shalei niftu. It says Maaser sheni or hekdesh which were not redeemed, you get Malchus. Now how in the world is that the case that you're Maaser sheni or you are tummy? How are we translating? We said Reisha and Sefer are saying the same thing, right? They're both telling me that if you eat Maaser Sheni without redeeming, you get Malchus. Right? So what's your answer? No, the Reisha is talking a whole different case. That you or the Maaser Sheni are tummy. So where does it say that in the words? It's a very nice case. What does it say then? It says Maaser Sheni v'hekdesh shalei niftu. They weren't redeemed. So when you make up a new case for me, it doesn't say. It says here the case was Maaser Sheni v'hekdesh were not redeemed. You're telling me now the case is you ate Maaser Sheni when you are tummy. So what's going on here? What do you say, Rafael Obara?
Maaser Sheni, you ate it in your Yerushalayim. As opposed to outside.
Oh. And it was without, but without. So Rashi is in right away, it was without redeeming it. Meaning,
well, if you're going to eat Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, you're not going to redeem it anyway. You're bringing it here and you're not redeeming it.
Oh, so it comes out a little bit interesting. When the Mishnah was saying it wasn't redeemed, is a little bit irrelevant point.
The Mishnah is saying
Because the mitzvah is saying, what's the case? That wasn't what you did wrong. Meaning, that wasn't what you did wrong.
Was that his tummy?
The thing you did wrong was your tummy. The mitzvah sounded like what you did wrong was you didn't redeem it. Right? Really, what you did wrong was you were tummy and the Maaser Sheni was tummy.
Right.
So now, how in the world, so why is the mitzvah telling me, beloved, you didn't redeem it? Because really, if let's say the Maaser Sheni was tummy, you had an option now. If you would have redeemed your Maaser Sheni, put it out the money, buy new fruits, you could eat the new fruits.
Well, that's like your tummy.
Let's say the case where just the Maaser Sheni was tummy. Right? Which means, actually, when the Mishnah is saying the case was a belief, that's what you did wrong, you didn't redeem it. And let's say, for example, the Maaser Sheni was tummy. Right? So what should have you done? What could have you done? What are you supposed to do if your Maaser Sheni is tummy? Or you have a better option, you don't have to burn
redeem.
You could redeem it, onto money, and buy new fruits as your Maaser Sheni, then everything's beautiful. Right, eat your fruits for your tummy. If you're a tummy person, eat them for your tummy anyway, and eat your new fruits. So when the Mishnah is saying "Balei Kudia," that wasn't what you were doing wrong. Right, it sounded like for the Mishnah, you read it. What does it sound like? You ate your Maaser Sheni without redeeming it. That was your thing you did wrong. You didn't redeem it. Say no, it's not your problem. You're in Yerushalayim now.
Right.
You're not redeeming it. It's a different issue. You're not redeeming the problem because if since it was tummy, you should have redeemed it in order that you could eat the fruit, rebuy new fruits that are tar. So that's what the belief of the year is. So that's what we're just explaining the case of the Resha. Is that good? Everybody's happy? So that's what Rashi said. What's Rashi say? Rashi say, what does Tab Rashi say? Resha, the Maaser Sheni, Tameh, the Ka'achal of Yerushalayim, and you ate it in Yerushalayim, but life of the without redeeming it. And if you would have redeemed it, then you could have got out of your issue.
But what if you were Tameh?
No, not if you were tummy, because I'm going to give you an example of the case.
Yeah, that's my question.
Not if you were tummy, right. If you were tummy, it wouldn't help you. But if the stuff was tummy, at least,
you could have
helped your situation. But which kind of, we were thought originally the case was that what you did wrong was you ate your fruits outside your Yerushalayim without redeeming it. That's what we thought the case was, right? So what's the Gemara's question? You don't need to raise the sefer to tell me the same thing twice. You don't need to tell me two times. You eat it outside Yerushalayim without redeeming, you get malchus. Right? You don't need this thing to tell you two times the same thing. They're saying the resha is not that you didn't redeem it. That wasn't your main issue. Your issue really wasn't you didn't redeem it because you're in Yerushalayim. The problem was you could have helped yourself by not eating these fruits. Which means the belief idea was not really what you did wrong. That's what it comes at.
But when, if you're tummy.
Not if you're tummy. We're not in the case. We're tummy in the case where the stuff is tummy. Right? Which means the Mishnah said, you eat this Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim without redeeming it, you get Malchus, right? And why do you get the Malchus? Why do you get the Malchus? Because you ate it when the stuff was tummy. Not really because you didn't redeem it. That's what we're changing. I mean, we thought originally the thing you're doing wrong is eating it without redeeming it.
Right.
We think you're eating it outside the walls without redeeming it. We're saying it's not the problem. You're eating it in the walls, right? So why do you have an issue that you didn't redeem it if you're in the walls? Because the stuff is tummy.
And since I didn't know you're in the walls, yeah.
Rashi says, look at the Gemara, Yerushalayim. There's a Gemara answer. And Rashi says, V'kachalev Yerushalayim, that's the Gemara's Teretz.
Right.
Gemara says, Maaser Reisha, Maaser Sheni, Tavu Gavra, Tavu Ka'achalev Yerushalayim. You're eating in Yerushalayim. And therefore, your main issue isn't that you didn't redeem it, because you're not supposed to redeem it, really. Your main issue is you ate it when it was tummy.
And that's where you get the punishment.
And that's where you get the punishment. Just, it would have helped you to redeem it, because you could have not had this whole issue.
If you were tummy and you ate it, you would also get the
Malchus, right? That's why I was going to bring that in very soon. So that's the Mar starts. The Seifa is your regular case of eating it outside the walls without redeeming it, eating my Sushani outside the walls. The Resha is the thing became tummy, and you should have redeemed it before you ate it, and now you ate tummy my Sushani. That's where you're going to get. That's where you're going to get Malchus. Fun. But how now the Gemara says, so very nice, you're telling me a very nice halacha. Well, where did you get this from? Where do you get your halacha from that if you or the Maaser Sheni are tummy, you get malchus? Where does that come from? What's your source? It says umina, and from where lay is it to him? Minale, the mechayiv alei hamishum tuma. Where does Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina know this? Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina told me the Rashi is talking about that you ate it when
you were
tummy. The stuff is tummy. But who told us? What's the source? There is such an ister b'chla. Who says something is wrong? He's saying he knows there's an ister, so he's saying that's the Mishnah. What's the source that such a thing is aser? Uminale de mechayv alei mishum tuma. You're chayv because of tuma, meaning if you're tuma, the ma'aser sheni is tuma. Netanya, we learned it in Braisa. Reb Shimon says, "Loi bi'artu mimenu b'tamei." I did not get rid of it when I was tamei. At the end of the 3 years, after a person takes a ma'aserisha, ma'aserisheni, ma'aserisha, ma'aserisheni, ma'aserisha, ma'aserani, after all that 3 years, a person comes to the Beis Hamikdash and says special vidui. And his vidui, during this vidui, he says that I did everything I was supposed to do with all the fruits. Now, part of the text of that vidui, one of the things he says was, I did not get rid of. He says, I did not get rid of them, the animals, the fruits in Tumah. Meaning what? Whether I am Tameh or the stuff was Tahar. Whether I was Tahar and it was Tameh. He's saying, you never got rid of these stuff, which means you never tumified these fruits. Whether I was Tameh, whether the fruits are Tameh, you never did anything Tameh with these fruits. So, basically, we see that in the vidui that you say, we see that there's such a concept of that you're not allowed to eat it when you're tummy or when the fruits are tummy. However, the Gemara still says, "Vehechad muzar," but where in the Torah were you warned? It's very good. We see in your vidui text that you're saying you didn't do such a thing, but where did the Torah ever warn you not to do such a thing? So the Gemara says, "Vehechad muzar al achila," where were you ever warned on eating it? That you're not allowed to eat it if you're tummy. Marcel, where do you ever hear such a thing? Who said you can't eat it if you're tummy, if the stuff is tummy? And Marcel says, interesting answer. Any idea? And Marcel says, I don't know. And Marcel sometimes also said, I don't know. That's the Chazal say, Lalavin Lashven Chalema, should teach your tongue to say any idea, I don't know. And Marcel sometimes says, I don't know. Marcel says, I don't know the source.
Like
you, right? Go to Benach Beis Kamari. You're just any of there. So I don't know. So now, the Gemara asks, "What do you mean you don't know?" The Gemara says, "Tumas haguf." If your body is tummy, behediksiv. It's explicitly it's written. We have a pasuk that says, speaks about if you your body is tummy that you're not allowed to eat the meister. Ksiv. It's written. Nefesh asher tigabai. So right, the soul that touches it, the tama ad ha'erev, just tummy until evening. L'yechol min ha'kotshin. What does it say in that pasuk? We have a fancy gemara. You can look at the pasuk on the by the pasuk beis in the gemara. If you have the pesukim on the side of your gemara, and it should be by pasuk beis. What does it say? Nefesh asher tigabai, a soul that touches it, the tama ad ha'erev. You shouldn't eat kachim ki im rachas b'mayim unless you wash yourself, your flesh b'mayim in water. Which means you have to go to the mikvah. So until you go to the mikvah, you can't eat the mice. You can't eat ma'aser sheni.
Because you're
tummy. Because you're tummy. So Gemara is saying, hey, we have a pasuk. Why are you tummy? You don't know. If you're tummy, we know we have a pasuk. You can't eat ma'aser sheni. We have a pasuk. We have a pasuk that says you can't eat the ma'aser sheni. So I said, you're right. Ella, rather like this. Tumas atzmai minayin. So rather what it says...
This is talking about Meister Shani. It says, Arif, but it says, in Yavamos, but Meister Shani, as soon as he immerses, he's tahar and he can eat his soul.
Right, we're going to see Rashi in a minute. The Gemara Yavamos darshans the words. We're going to see Rashi in a minute. The Gemara Yavamos understands that we make a drasha. The part of the puzzle says, all you have to do is just wash in water. It sounds like a little bit of stira in the pasuk, like a contradiction, because the pasuk says ki im b'sarim b'mayim. All you have to do is only wash in water. Seemingly, once you go to the mikvah, you're pure right away. But then it says also you have to wait till the erev. So the Gemara darshins that for a balkari, all he has to do is ki im b'sarim rachas b'sarim. All he has to do is only wash in the water, only go to the mikvah. The other told me you have to also have to wait till the erev.
But the both referring to
Meister Shani,
you're saying.
Yeah, it's in Meister Shani. In Meister Shani. It just about depends on the level of Tumah. The Gemara makes a drasha.
Nice.
That's Rashi, if we're going to bring down this Gemara for Yavamas, that the key in, the only wash, was referring to only to Meister Shani. Which is, like we said yesterday, we call it even Chulin. It's a much lower level kachin. We could do a lower level purification process, and it's good. But let's see Rashi. The Heichan Muzer, the second line of Rashi. The Heichan Muzer al Achila. Where were you warned on Achila? Shelo yechlenu b'tumo. Any idea? Tamal Lamar leSucha v'Germa. Kach yishnu yev Sefri. This house taught of the Sefri. That the Sefri ready shekavu akam, and when we established it, set it up over here in this Gemara. LoYispiku l'Germa. We didn't finish the statement. Ad Akshi Gemara told the Gemara. Asked on it. Meaning, our Gemara eventually is going to say that we were just talking about Tumas Aspect from the Sucha Lechavsha. The next Rashi, we'll explain more in the next Rashi what this Rashi say. Tumas Aspect was the Gemara. The Gemara said, how do you know this? That if you are the Maaseh Sheni Yartame, you get Malkos? The Gemara said, I don't know. So the Gemara says, let's see Rashi. Tumas Aspect, Behadik Sifbe. Explicitly it's written, it says, Vol Yechom and Akachin. Kiyam rachat, you can't eat from the kachim unless you wash, unless you go to the mikvah, the garment, etc. Umakmina lebi yavamis, and we establish a mesachas yavamis. The maaser sheni, at the bach that's in sheni probably. Yeah, the maaser sheni, at the bach with the dad, isn't the word sheni. Maaser sheni, midachsiv, from this that it's written, kiyam rachat. It is only, all you have to do is wash yourself. Seemingly, har rachat, but once you wash yourself, you go to the mikvah, tar, you're ready tar. The tabo va'ala, someone who tabled va'ala, he comes up from the mikvah. Aygul ma'isi, he comes, he eats ma'iser. I mean, if you look at the hasad, like Rav Fadl Baruch was asking, that really, the public seems to say, you can't eat right away. The public says, you have to wait until the Arab, you tell me until the Arab. And really, those psukim really, it's referring to a bunch of tumas, those psukim really. Really, if you look over there, it's very Baikra Chavav. If you look at pasuk through Dalu through Vav over there, it's talking about a lot of different types of tumah. Some are talking about maize, shechazera, balkari. It's talking about touches of sherets. So the Gemara Yavamis explains like this. Who do we say that all he needs is to go to the mikvah? That's just the balkari. Once he comes up from the mikvah, for regarding either maaser sheni, he's already going to be tar. Even though, good. So when it says kiyam, all you need to do is go to the mikvah, that's referring to balkari for maaser sheni. It's good? That's the one you've almost done.
But that's the lowest level. If you have something high like a sherai or a dead body.
Right, you have to wait longer. Right. Mm-hmm. You have to get sprinkled. It's more common. Correct. Which means, what's the Gemara saying here? Why is that? We had a question that how do you know that if you touch Maaser Sheni, you eat it when you tell me, you get Malkos. You tell me you don't know. You don't know where I'm warned. What do you mean? We do know where you warned. We have a puzzle where you're warned. You warned on this puzzle. Like you're not, if you're tummy, you can't eat it. Right? That's the Gemara's question. Now, in this Rashi, it's a very sad Rashi.
Sad.
Oh. It's a sad Rashi.
Rashi, huh?
Rashi died.
Voila!
Rashi died.
I think so.
So look, it's in this right here. Was Rashi? It says Rashi. Rabbeinu Kufay Tar. His body was pure. The Yotze Nishmasai Petahara. His neshama went when he was talking about tahara. He left. He was writing about tahara, about purity. Like this halacha. This halacha was you go into the mikvah. Was the last thing Rashi said? Rashi wrote. Rachat tar if you wash so you tar. Rashi, you go into the mikveh, you come out, you tar. That's the last thing Rashi said. Because it's brought down the last thing a person says, it shows like what the person was. Wow. It's a very big thing, the last thing they say. So Rashi, the last thing he said, he was talking about tahara, he's pure. So Rashi was pure, and his neshama went out when he was pure. What?
I hope
I'm not going to say, he didn't say anything more. Become an elech, from here and on, is Lasha Talmida Rabbi Yehuda bar Abinasan. It says that can be his Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda bar Abinasan, who we call the Rivan. He's called the Rivan, abbreviation for Rabbi Yehuda bar Abinasan.
Hold on.
Wow. Which was one of the son-in-laws of Rashi. The Rivan is one of the son-in-laws of Rashi. Some of you have a Rashbam, who's Rashi's grandson, and here you have the Rivan, who is his son-in-law.
Wow. Right.
So now, for some reason, he backs up a little bit to explain.
But it's not really the same.
That's good.
But
this is what Hashem wants.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying the Rashi's getting
as far as
from now on.
Fine, so ready on the first one, the bachman's ready to come in. Fine. So what is this? So he's going to explain, he's going to go back a little to like explain from the beginning. Kahu Lashon HaBrach. What is it saying to Rivan? Everybody, you got to Rivan? Got your hand on the Rivan? You know what that is? where Rashi used to be. So it's called Kav Lashon HaBrais. This is a Lashon HaBrais. Any idea? I don't know, Lehechad Musa, where you are warned if the Meister is Tamei or if you're Tamei that you get Malchus. Hechad Musa Lekav. Tamei Lomar Leitucha. Comes the Pasuk and teaches me Leitucha. Now he says, this is really the way it's brought down in the Sefri. But Rashi says, what happened in Argamar? Argamar doesn't just say, Argamar said, I don't know. Right, Argamar that says, what's the Pshat? Argamar said, I don't know. Then the Gemara said, oh, by the way, I think I have a Pasuk. And Argamar, the text was, he said, I don't know. The Gemara said, you don't know? What do you mean you don't know? It's a Pasuk. So in Argamar, we jumped on the person talking. The way it's brought down in the Sefri is, right away we say, I don't know. Then we brought a Pasuk to explain it. Argamar, we say right away, any idea? What do you mean you don't know? I have a Pasuk. Says he says, Vashas, in our Shas, Lo Shabikle, we didn't leave him La'asuke Milte to finish his words. He was trying to talk to Gemara. Ella rather Kadim we proceeded, Uparach we asked him with Tama and we wondered, Amaykamer any adaya, why are you saying you don't know? Ha Tumas Aguf, but the Tumas Aguf, Behed Yaksiva, explicitly it's written that we have a pasuk that says Nefesh Asher Tigabai, that's explicitly written. We have a pasuk that says Nefesh Asher Tigabai, the Tama Ada Arat, the whole pasuk, Lo Yechom and Akashim, you shouldn't eat Kashim, you shouldn't eat Meiser. And like I said, over there, Ki Imrachas Besar Bamayim, unless you wash your basar in water. Fabrina b'yivamas, so we say like this is what Rashi brought down earlier. We say in the Gemara Yivamas, the Hayikra, this pasuk, the Maaser Sheni Kamar is speaking about, saying by Maaser Sheni, the Talacha is all you need to do is go to the mikvah. Once you come up for the mikvah, you can already eat the Maaser Sheni. The tavel you dip, but all you come up, but also you already could eat the Maaser Sheni. Oh, so Gemara says, we know the pasuk that if you yourself are tummy, you can't even say shani. We know where you're warned. We have a pasuk you're warned. It says, we have a pasuk, never should think about it, lo yecha min hakachim. It says, lo yecha. So we know where you get malchus from. So let's go back into the Gemara. Gemara says, elo tumas atzma minayin. How do we know when the tumas atzma, it itself was tummy? How do we know when the meister itself was tummy? How do we know you get malchus for eating? If you're tummy, we have a pasuk. If you eat it when you're tummy. El Thomas asks when the Meister itself is tummy, Minayin, for where do we know what's the source that you get Malkus? The Gemara answers, the Chsiv, because it's written, Lechsucha la'achal b'sharecha. Yeah, we'll keep on coming back to this pasuk. Lechsucha la'achal b'sharecha, maybe we'll remember where it is. It's in Tvarim Yerbez Yudzayin. It says, Lechsucha la'achal b'sharecha. Now, what did it say? It says, don't eat it in your gates, right? That pasuk says, "Meiser, it's gone chatur esh." It refers to everything, right? Ula alanu aimer, and further on it says, "Bisharecha techalenu hatami v'hatar." In your gates, you should eat it. The tami v'hatar, the tani, the Rebbe Shmuel, and we learned in a brisa. And the Rebbe Shmuel, what did Rebbe Shmuel teach us? That. What do we learn from the pasuk? Hatamei v'hatar yachli. Make a drasha. Afilu tamei v'tar oichli. The ka'ara achas. Even a tamei person and a tar person could eat in one plate. Ve'ein chayshishin. And we're not worried. Let's see Rashi. Is any Rashi here? Let's see Rashi. L'alan o'amer. The Bechor Baal Mum, this is referring to a Bechor, a firstborn animal, which was a Baal Mum, which got a Mum already. Now, what's the halacha with a firstborn? Firstborn animal, you bring as a carbon, right? We also talked about Bechor for the past few, right? We're talking about Bechor a lot lately. Now, what's the halacha by Bechor? You have to give it to a kosher animal, you bring it, right? You bring it for a carbon, the Kain, you give it to one of the Matnas Kuhuni, you give it to the Kain. What do we do if it gets a blemish? Then you don't have to give it. These days, what do you do with a Bechor? They wait for it to get a blemish, they let it pass until it gets a blemish, and then you could use it. Then you redeem it. What do you do with Bechor these days? They let it get a mum. And then you redeem it. So let's say you had something which is Bechor. Now they redeemed it. Now what do you do with this Bechor? Does it still have Kedusha anymore? What do you do with this Bechor that was redeemed?
You redeem it.
You redeem it. But now you redeemed it.
It doesn't have Kedusha.
So it doesn't have Kedusha. Tame and Atar could eat it together. It's not so simple because there's still halachas that it's usher to take the hairs off. It's not so simple that the kedusha comes off totally from the bechor.
Okay.
Yes, still halachas about it. So for the halacha of eating it to eat the meat, they could. The halacha is that they could that they could eat it. Yeah, it's issue, but that's the halacha by Bechor. But maybe we'll stop over here, but let's have tomorrow try to catch up as a chef. And by Shvei, I'm Shvei.
Please send a message to Rebbe Yeshakar. You will listen.
Did I?